Would you ever use shrivels up?
Shriveled up, yeah.
And if you're talking about cabbage, you'd say, talking about the cabbage being big, would you be more likely to say those cabbages or those cabbage are big?
Well, those cabbage, we'd more likely to say that.
And to take beans out of their covering is to...
There's a hull. You hull the beans.
Okay, and then the large yellowish flat beans that you take out of their hull.
Butter bean.
All right. And how about, what other kinds of similar beans? Some of them are green.
Yeah, I don't know. You mean the name of them?
Yeah.
Well, we have, of course, we don't raise them around here. The pintos and the great northern and...
And are those all beans that you hull?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about something like civet beans or lima beans.
Well, they've got a lima bean. Stoker's canned them and Bush Brothers canned them down here at Dandridge. Yeah.
How about the beans, the other kind of beans now, the kind that you don't hull? The long, slim beans.
Green beans?
Yeah. Now, what different kinds of green beans are there?
Well, I don't know whether I know the name of them or not. We grow them around here. We grow the Tennessee.
Well, I just wondered what you called them when you were growing up. What were you going to say, Tennessee River?
Well, no, we call them green beans.
Uh-huh.
Green beans, you know, you pick them and string them and break them and cook them.
Did you ever, when you were young, did they ever string beans, put beans?
Oh, yes, and dry them.
Mm-hmm. Dry them. Do they have a name for those?
Shab. Shab beans.
Shab beans.
Shab.
Shab.
Shab beans. Yeah.
And those were the ones where they take the long beans and run a string.
String, that's right, and hang them up and lay them dry.
Are those the same things they call those leather breeches someplace?
I've heard that, but we call them shabs here.
Call
them shab beans.
Same thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the edible tops of turnips is...
The turnip greens.
What other vegetables were used for that purpose?
Well, we have the mustard. And the turnip greens and the mustard, and then we have what we call the cresses.
Mm-hmm.
Some are water and some are dry land.
Uh-huh.
They're in season right now, the cresses are.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then if you're talking about lettuce, you'd say, I had 10 what of lettuce? 10 lettuce, don't talk about that by the pound, but usually by the...
Oh, head of lettuce?
Yeah, so you'd say 10...
10 heads of lettuce?
Yeah, okay. And then I was asking you before about the use of the word passel.
Passel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the older people back in my young days, they'd say it's a whole passel of beans down there, a whole passel of horses in the field over there.
So that could be something that could be counted. That would be different.
Yeah, that's
smart then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, but chance, a number meaning a chance, that doesn't...
No, we had that, said that yesterday. What did we finally decide? I don't remember now. See, they sell. I had some kids meet me on the street and wanted to buy a chance on something the other day up here, a quilt or something for the church.
That would be a different, really a different meaning, though. That is, I meant something like a passel. That wouldn't make sense.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now let's go over back to the vegetables. Corn, when you take that stuff off the...
Shucks.
Yeah. And then when you eat it that way, you call that a...
It's roasting ear.
All right. And the part of it, the top of the corn stalk that you take off.
It's tassel.
Yeah. And the part that you have to take off the ear itself.
Silks. Corn silk.
Okay. And then this is the kind of large thing that grows out in a...
Pumpkin.
Yeah. And then this kind, now you mentioned simlin. The simlin is that small gourd.
Yeah.
Something real kind of like a gourd, only it's larger.
Oh. On the gourd family?
Yeah.